Welcome back to the AAP Updates podcast, where members like you can get the inside scoop on all things AP. We're diving deep again into the latest news, the really relevant stuff for the Academy, and how it impacts your practice.
Absolutely. It's, you know, a dynamic field, and these updates are pretty essential. They really help with clinical practice, but also professional growth, too. Staying current is key.
Okay, great. Let's jump right in, though. First up, the 111th AAP annual meeting. It's happening in Toronto.
That's right. Mark those calendars. And something really special this year is the dedicated all-day dental hygiene symposium.
Oh, tell us more about that.
It's on Saturday, October 18th, runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this is a fantastic chance for members, for you to bring your whole dental hygiene team along.
And the whole team. That sounds like a great opportunity for, you know, practice integration.
Exactly. Imagine everyone learning the latest collaborative approaches together. That could have an immediate effect back in the clinic.
Definitely. And beyond the symposium, the main meeting itself?
Oh, it's packed. Keynote speaker Tiffany Dufu, our current AAP president, Dr. Geisinger, will be there. Loads of sessions.
And the exhibit hall, too, I assume.
Yeah.
Always good for seeing new tech.
For sure. Latest advancements, networking, all of that. It's really about connecting the community and, well, pushing practice forward.
Speaking of big events, there was the 15th International Symposium on Periodontics and Restorative Dentistry recently.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Yes. Just wrapped up. The AAP was a co-sponsor, which was great. It's a really renowned event. Brings together global thought leaders.
What were some key sort of takeaways from that one for our listeners?
A big focus was on clinical techniques, research, and especially collaborative approaches. Think interdisciplinary care, particularly for complex cases. One big insight was really about integrating restorative perspectives much earlier in treatment planning. It improves outcomes, efficiency, really valuable stuff for patient-centered care.
Okay, so better collaboration, earlier planning, good practical advice. Now, something else significant, the joint AOAP consensus papers, they're out.
Yes, they've been released. This is a major piece of work. Very comprehensive, systematic reviews, summary papers.
Focused on peri-implant issues.
Exactly. Peri-implant diseases and conditions. The real value for practitioners, I think, is the refined diagnostic criteria and the updated treatment protocols. Gives you a much clearer roadmap.
Where can people find these?
They're published in the Journal of Periodontology and also the International Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Implants.
Okay.
And there's related clinical guidance, too, in Clinical Advances in Periodontics and the IJPRD. So plenty of resources there.
Fantastic. Authoritative guidance that people can really use.
Yeah.
Shifting gears slightly, the 2025 Academy election.
Yes, the voting period for the campaign just closed. That was June 1st to June 30th.
Okay.
So just wanted to say a big thank you, really, to all the active and life active members who participated. Your engagement is, well, it's fundamental in shaping the Academy's future.
Absolutely. Your voice matters. Now, something members can access right now is the new Periospectives magazine, the spring-summer issue.
That's out. And it's a really good issue. There's insight from the presidents of the Canadian Academy of Periodontology and the Canadian Dental Hygienists Association.
Ah, tying into the Toronto meeting.
Precisely. Plus the annual meeting preview, speaker profiles. But I really like the Gen U profiles.
What are those?
They feature members at totally different career stages. Student, resident, clinician, even a retired clinician slash educator. It gives this great perspective on the whole professional journey. Really interesting reads.
Sounds good. And members can find that online.
Yep. Periospectives.perio.org. Easy to access.
Great. One last thing for today. Looking ahead to August insurance coding workshops.
Yes. Definitely flag these. They're interactive sessions led by Michelle Flesch, who's the AAP's third-party specialist.
And the focus is practical coding hell.
Exactly. Getting real insights into submitting claims, supporting them, managing both medical and dental insurance properly. It's all about precision and, you know, making sure your practice gets compensated accurately for the great work you do.
Super practical. Where do people sign up?
Just head to perio.org for registration.
Okay, perio.org. Perfect. So quite a range of updates today, from big meetings and major publications to elections and practical workshops. It really shows the breadth of what the AAP is doing for members.
It really does. And maybe that brings us to a final thought for everyone listening.
Go ahead.
Just consider this. How will applying even one piece of this knowledge, maybe it's a clinical insight from a symposium, maybe a new protocol from those consensus papers, or even a coding tip, how will that enhance your practice or maybe your team's collaboration just in the next few months?
That's a great question to reflect on. Something actionable to take away.
Exactly. Food for thought as you continue doing great work.